Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Voters in the Rockwood School District go to the polls Tuesday to decide whether they want to help fund better teacher salaries. Let's talk about that and other provisions of Prop S with Superintendent Dr. Curtis Kane. Dr. Kane, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. For our listeners out there who may be taxpayers in your district, what exactly would Prop S do?
So Prop S is an operating levy increase that will be used to address salaries, benefits, and school safety in the Rockwood School District. We've not asked for an operating levy increase in 31 years in the Rockwood School District focused on those areas. Literally 1994 was the last time that this opportunity was presented to our public. And so I really want to start with this and the fact that we don't take any decision of this significance lightly. We understand, that there is some gravitas behind that. But we are in a position where we're truly working to stay competitive when it comes to teacher and other employee group salaries across St. Louis County. We're very proud of what happens in Rockwood, but we fully understand that if we're going to stay competitive, we've got to remain competitive when it comes to compensation and other realities when it comes to our staff in our school district.
What's happening with funding for your district that it is hard to stay competitive on these salaries?
Actually, if you look at our website, our Prop S website, you'll see a number of slides that compare a variety of employee positions. The Rockwood School District's listed in blue, and you'll see other school districts listed in green in St. Louis County. We are seeing slide down of what we are able to offer our employees compared to what's going on elsewhere in St. Louis County. And that is, I don't want to call it death by a thousand paper cuts, but it's definitely impacting what we are able to do. We're having trouble filling positions when it comes to a number of support staff opportunities all across our school district. Our beginning teacher pay is also a notion that we are concerned about. And we are aware of the fact that we have districts that are highlighting certain experienced teachers within our school district and seeing them, in fact, leave. So it's not a singular issue that we're dealing with. It's a much more comprehensive challenge that's in front of us. And what we want to do is we've literally had over 102 presentations to focus on this. We want to make sure that our community has clarity of what is happening within our school district and what we are ultimately trying to avoid long term when it comes to the Rockwood School District. We are a critical puzzle piece within the communities that comprise the school district, and we want to make sure we are able to continue the tradition of excellence and truly being here to meet the needs of all of our students. We have to have our staff in order to do that.
It was really eye-opening. You mentioned the literature that you have available online. I looked at the pie chart that shows just how much of the budget goes to staffing. Can you describe that for our listeners?
So 85% of our expenditures are, in fact, focused on staffing within our school district. There are other districts that have numbers in terms of that percentage that looks lower in the 80s. We have a few school districts in the region that you'll see in the upper 70s, but we're dedicating a tremendous amount of our expenditures and making sure they're directed toward our staffing. The fact is, the county is a very competitive market. The best description I can describe when it comes to St. Louis County is the TV show Cheers. It's a situation where everybody knows your name, right? People have an awareness of what's happening from one end of this county to the next. There's a just numerous ways in which there's a high degree of interconnection all across St. Louis County, and we're part and parcel of that. The truth is, folks have been making gains and been making decisions. We've got to stay competitive. The Rockwood School District does not want to become a farm system for anyone. We want to make sure we are able to not only bring staff on board, but keep them as a part of the family here in the Rockwood School District.
So I'm sure anybody listening that is a taxpayer, what will this cost them if Prop S passes?
So we actually have a website that provides a PowerPoint that gives folks an idea of what that impact would mean on a home that's valued at $200,000, one that's valued at $300,000, $400,000, and ultimately $500,000. A couple of pieces. We have a Prop S tax calculator that is available for our patrons so they can run the numbers within their respective household so they can understand what that impact means. There's also a component that we have not been able to utilize in the past, and it's the senior tax freeze. The senior tax freeze is a reality for both residents of St. Louis and Jefferson County. If you apply for and are deemed eligible to qualify for the senior tax freeze, we actually have a slide that shows that the Rockwood portion of the tax bill itself can, in fact, be frozen. And we want our senior community to have clarity of what that means, clarity of how this will impact their fiscal reality as well. These folks have been long-time members of our community, and they understand the value of what's happening within the Rockwood School District, and this can absolutely shape their fiscal reality as we're moving forward.
What's the give and play when we talk about property values and if you have a really great school district?
The truth is, to your point, a solid school district helps your property value, right? It's all part and parcel of the same puzzle. I've got the saying that I've been developing, and it's that the puzzle only works if you have all the puzzle pieces. Regardless if you have children in the district, grandchildren in the district, no children in the district, what's happening in the Rockwood School District has a direct impact on your property value. The stronger the school district, the stronger you're going to see property values within it.
Dr. Kane, I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much. And if anyone has any questions, please jump on our website. Look for our Prop S website. We have literally a boatload of resources, factual information that's available for people to review and ultimately be informed, be aware, and go cast your ballot.
That is Superintendent Dr. Curtis Kane with Rockwood School District joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.